Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, April 29th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, in early 2021, the Polk County Sheriff's Office High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Task Force and the Department of Homeland Security Investigations investigated a joint investigation of a drug trafficking organization with ties to the Juarez Mexican drug cartel, the primary drug trafficking broker operated from a federal prison in Georgia. The investigation began on January 14th when a parcel shipped from Quebec, Canada, containing approximately 2,500 Xanax pills, was intercepted by investigators. PCSO undercover detectives conducted a controlled delivery at a Winter Haven home. Also seized at the residence was 24 pounds of THC edibles, 2.4 pounds of marijuana, and a pound of methamphetamine. The investigation continued with PCSO undercover detectives arranging pickups of the different drugs, and the investigation has resulted in 5 arrests, 2 of which were illegal immigrants, 1 federal inmate charge, 20 firearms, and 5 vehicles being seized, about 1,500 pounds of methamphetamine, 25 pounds of THC edibles, 2.4 pounds of marijuana, and 2,500 Xanax pills were also seized, and the street value for the drugs resulted in a grand total street value of $53,854,640. Your local events, 2 great events happening tomorrow. The Ladies Ministries of Faith Temple Ministries Church of God will be hosting their annual spring yard sale on Friday, April 30th and Saturday, May 1st, starting at 8 a.m. Lots of good items, so stop by and find a bargain. And they'll also have pulled pork dinners for sale. For $10, you get a full-size pulled pork meal to enjoy. Pickup is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow, and you can call your orders in to 863-773-3800 or 863-773-9255. Your Hardy County Jobs, Liberty Health Services is looking for a patient advocate. Requirements include excellent oral and written skills, Microsoft Office proficiency, 3 years of retail and customer service experience, and you must be at least 21 years of age. All Stars ABA is looking for a registered behavioral technician. English fluency and RBT certification are required. And Air Management Technologies is looking for a project manager, a high school diploma or GED, 5 years of construction experience, and 5 years of project management experience are all preferred. All of these jobs and more, you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY @gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. If you have any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers, please make sure to attach them with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather reporting and forecast. 85 degrees out, feels like 93, sunny, no predicted chance of rain. The air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 10, very high. Wind south at 9 miles an hour with gusts up to 15. The humidity very humid at 53%. Dew point 67, the cloud cover 9%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 33,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:25 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, sunny this morning, then becoming partly cloudy, highs in the lower 90s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, with gusts up to 20, becoming southwest this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms early in the evening, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms toward morning, lows around 70, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable, with a 20% chance of rain. Friday, partly cloudy, highs around 90, west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, and Friday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Some agricultural groups would like U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai to reconsider some previous trade deals, including the Trans-Pacific Partnership. According to AgWeb.com, the new comprehensive and progressive agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership was formed after the U.S. withdrew from TPP talks during the Trump administration. The trade pact now includes 11 countries, including Australia, Canada, Mexico, and Japan. The Canadian Produce Marketing Association held its 95th convention and trade show, Fresh Week, the largest fresh produce event in Canada, April 12th through the 16th, attracting almost 2,900 attendees from 42 countries as a virtual event. Thepacker.com reports this year's event touted the Industry Connections Reimagined theme. Besides networking, business development, and educational opportunities, the program featured industry leaders who shared their challenges navigating through the pandemic and strategies they've adopted to sustain and thrive their businesses. Despite COVID-related challenges, U.S. pork exports to Central America set a new record in 2020 and are off to a terrific start this year. Through February, export volumes to the region increased 46% from a year ago to nearly 22,000 metric tons and was valued at more than $53 million, up 38%. February exports were record large to Guatemala, El Salvador, and Costa Rica, while exports to Honduras were the fourth highest ever.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. The USDA has identified three pillars of sustainability for the agriculture industry: reduced environmental impact, increased productivity and yield, and a better overall economic result. Today's precision agriculture technologies are helping crop farmers make significant gains with all three pillars. Association of Equipment Manufacturers Senior Vice President Kurt Blades recently said, quote, "If a farmer is going to change a practice or invest in new technology, the economic impact of that action has to be part of the conversation." End quote. The three USDA sustainability pillars line up perfectly with AEM's newly released research, Environmental Benefits of Precision Ag, co-developed with the American Soybean Association, CropLife America, and the National Corn Growers Association. The study examined five key areas of crop farming industry where precision agriculture can make both environmental and economic impact, and then examined five key areas of precision agriculture that can make an impact in those areas. "Farmers are the original stewards of the land and have been doing good things for a long time," said Blades. "Technology can now afford farmers the ability to do even more. Things that could never have happened before. A lot of GPS-driven technology is in place. This technology also helps farmers close the loop with insightful data that helps them monitor what they are doing to determine if there is room for improvement going forward."
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Back up and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street opened higher this morning following release of a couple of upbeat economic reports. A number of Americans applying for jobless benefits fell 13,000 last week to 553,000, the lowest level since the pandemic struck last March. And the economy grew at a robust 6.4% annual rate last quarter. A strong showing fueled by government aid and declining virus cases could drive further gains as the country rebounds from the pandemic-induced recession. Facebook stock soaring into record territory after the social media giant reported stronger than expected results in the first quarter thanks to soaring ad revenue. Germany's Daimler Truck and Sweden's Volvo Group say they plan to jointly manufacture hydrogen fuel cells for trucks in Europe starting in 2025. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Philadelphia 76ers have joined Brooklyn as the only teams in the East to wrap up a postseason berth after a 127-83 ride of Atlanta. Sixers forward Joel Embiid, who scored 17 points, says they have the talent to win the championship.
"We have everything we need to make it happen. So it's all about us coming out and, you know, just, you know, dominating every game."
In their highest scoring output in team history, Utah crushed Sacramento 154-105. Phoenix stayed one game behind the Western Conference leading Jazz, but clinched their first postseason berth in 11 years, downing the Clippers 109-101. The Clippers, third of the West, are now two games behind the Suns and three in back of the Jazz. The Knicks won for the 10th time in 11 games, 113-94 over Chicago. R.J. Barrett, who had 22 points, was asked about Emmanuel Quickley's scoring outburst in the fourth quarter.
"He really gave us a good push there, got us a good lead, kind of on his own."
The Knicks outscored the Bulls 37-19 in the fourth. Quickley scored 8 points at the beginning of the period. This is SRN Sports. Lakers lost for the fourth time in their past five games, 116-107 to Washington. Jaylen Brown poured in 38 points, helping Boston beat Charlotte 120-111. It was Denver 114, New Orleans 112, Portland 130, Memphis 109, Orlando 109, Cleveland 104, Miami 116, San Antonio 111. In the NHL, Robert Thomas tracked out a skipping puck and snapped it into the top of the net with 23 seconds left as St. Louis beat Minnesota 4-3.
"This kind of just happened quick. You know, you see a lot of goals, like those stick battles off high flips, and I was just trying to poke it through and get a shot off, and very fortunate it went in."
Blues are 3 points ahead of the Coyotes for the final West Division playoff berth, with two games in hand. Arizona lost to San Jose 4-2. Brady Tkachuk had a Gordie Howe hat trick in Ottawa 6-3 win over Vancouver. Toronto beat Montreal 4-1. It was Edmonton 3, Winnipeg 1, Vegas 5-2 over Colorado, Anaheim 3, Los Angeles 2. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: middle age is being outside on a hot day and you don't know what you want to cool off, ice cream or beer. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.